14 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. A lot of strongholds ain't coming down because you punching folk in the spirit. I bind you in Jesus' name. You let them hear you praying. I bind that spirit on them in Jesus' name. The devil is a liar. Talking like that to me, the devil is a liar. You let them hear. Making sure they know. You praying on them. That ain't helping. I'm telling you, the only help we have, and if you're really going to enter in, the only help you have, only way that you can get there is through the nature of Christ. Amen. Through the nature of Christ, His nature. That's the only thing the devil can't handle. Peradventure on your job. Have you ever viewed your husband as that? You know, or have you ever viewed your wife as being, you know, maybe there are issues. Can I talk to you? Or anyone that's relating in your life, you know, that at times can turn you off, or that you just get your goat, or just make you so angry. Have you ever really tried to see them like God sees them? I was telling the leadership about, you know, coming back on the plane, going to Houston on the plane. I sat next to this. When I got on the row, his little boy was sitting in the seat that I was supposed to sit. No, I was sitting in the middle. There was, the little boy was over there and had French fries everywhere. There was salt and stuff all over. And I said, well, that's my seat. So he grabbed his little boy. The little boy was snotty and, you know, just sticky hands and everything, you know. He's touching me. But see, God had prepared me because, I was looking, and I'm looking right now at people, and this is the grace of God. I want to see them how God sees them. You don't know what their cross has been. You don't know what somebody has been going through. And even if you do know or have been around them a while, do you know everything? Do you know what their battles are? And even if you do know some of that, do you see them as God sees them? If God's been patient, how come you can't be patient? If God hadn't taken them out and rebuked them and all of that stuff you've been praying, it's like the more you pray, the more blessed they get. God, something wrong with this picture here. I'm your man of power of the hour, and you're supposed to rebuke the enemy. I said, no, you haven't learned. Jesus is our example. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's a scary thing to mess with a person on assignment from God, and all of us are on assignment from God. But when people do, understand, they really don't know what they do. Because if God were to show them really what they were doing, I think they changed courses. They do differently. So in the interim, learn how to take the position of having crossed the Jordan. This situation is not going to destroy me. Tell somebody, I'm not going to be destroyed. Everything coming into my life is going to make me better. It may take me a little while. I may hurt a little bit. I may be a little vexed. I may be a little discouraged here and there. But when I come out, I'm coming out like gold. I'm coming out better. I'm coming out bigger. I'm coming out, amen, more like Jesus. And then you know what? Here's the wonderful thing. When we allow him to do that, we find he's taking care of everything else. Are you understand? We find out he's gone before us. God has manifold wisdom. He's working on a whole lot of stuff right now. Let him work. Let nothing. The enemy is at the core of strife. That doesn't mean that we don't, you know, they're fiery people. It doesn't mean that we don't, you know, we lose passion. No, it's just, it's a difference between having passion and having strife. And that we don't want. Amen? So let it begin with you internally, in your mind and in your spirit. Be at peace with yourself. Come on, be at peace with yourself. Stop being driven. Learn to be led. You understand what I mean? It's good to have passion, but don't be driven by the enemy. Be led by the Spirit. He that is of an excellent spirit, have an excellent spirit, a cool spirit. You know, everybody has different personalities, but you know what cool means to you. Take that territory first. Then let it spill over into relationships in and around the home. I didn't get past the first portion of scripture yet. Just a little bit, but there's plenty as it pertains to pulling down strongholds. Because if you endeavor to ascend into these realms of the spirit and there's flesh, do you know when the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, into the very presence of God, you know the story, they always tied a rope around one of his legs at the ankle, because if he went in and there were any taint of flesh, he was consumed. God would kill him. See, because no flesh can glory. No flesh can come into the presence of God. That's why the flesh of animals were always sacrificed. They were put on the altar. The psalmist said it this way: bind the sacrifice with cords unto the horns of the altar. Our lives must become sacrifices. See, let your life become an altar and not a throne. God don't want to sit on the throne of your life where you sacrifice yourself. And I'm telling you, that's where you find purpose. That's where you find peace. That's where you find prosperity and all the promises God has promised us, that he's already given to us, that tend to elude us because all we see is giants. Cross that Jordan. Take up your cross daily. I'll close with this. Take up your cross daily. Your cross is not your child. Your cross is not your husband. I heard one sister say father, and all the rest were men. Wait, I said, oh, y'all want to argue with me here or what? I said, your cross is not your husband. That was weak too, look at that. I ain't hear nothing on the first row here. And your cross is not your wife. Amen. Go ahead, brothers, go ahead. See, we own this thing here, yeah. you know why? Because, see, I'll say this and I'm stopping, but the cross had nothing to do with people. Well, if it weren't for my boss on the job, if I just had another boss, another person that I could work with. No, that ain't your cross. Amen. Your cross is this. Your cross is staying, let me say this, this is the Holy Spirit. Your cross is staying in perfect union with the Holy Spirit no matter what's going on around you. Take up your cross and endeavor to stay rightly positioned, accurately connected to the Holy Spirit no matter what's going on around you, who's treating you well, who's treating you wrong, who's saying things about you. It doesn't matter. The cross is staying with God. People will change. They said, Hosanna, Hosanna. Then they said, crucify, crucify. Changed all the time. The cross was staying in union with the Father. On your job, in your home, be quick to hear and slow to speak. And slow, especially slow to wrath. The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. This is the mantle we must take upon ourselves as we endeavor to cross over. It's already given to us. But we must let it. This mind, we must let it. It's available to us. We have it. It's just a matter of choice. Yeah, I had quite a few ordeals on the air, in the airports and stuff. All good lessons. But coming into Charlotte, I think it was, I'm tired. You know, I've been on the plane and preaching and all that stuff. And I'm coming back, and I see three seats. You know, there's a long row. A lot of people over here waiting to get to West Palm Beach. And I see three seats. So I'm walking over to her, and a lady comes in front of me real quick. And she puts a bag there, puts a bag there, puts a bag there. Says, I need all three seats. You know, something. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I had to bring a subject real quick. Three seats. I know those are good practice tools. Those are good times to practice, amen. When you sometimes least expect it, when you're most tired or not thinking about it, you got to be able to check yourself. It's preparation. So when you see giants, you're not moved by them. You understand the ways of God. All that stuff works together for your good. I want you to stand on your feet for a moment. God does not have to send you an earthquake, a tornado to instruct you. If you will let him, he'll speak to you in a still, small voice, and you'll obey him, and his glory will come, and you'll find victory. Stretch your hands toward him right now. We don't want temporary relief nor superficial breakthrough or partial victory. Flesh will get you all of that. We want that which is eternal. We want life for us and our children and for their children. Father, I pray this over this congregation, this assembly. Strengthen us in these areas where we battle, where we are challenged. Cause our spirit to be buoyant. Make us strong where we've been weak. Help us, Lord, in our experience day by day to cross the Jordan. You've already given us provision. Father, most of all, free us from strife, from contention. You are the God of peace. Speak peace to the heart of your children, that their joy might be full. Mend, Lord, relationships that have come unraveled, that have taken different directions. May all humble themselves, because it's the humble that receive your grace to possess the land. Father, let this be our portion. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen.
We are continuing in part 16 of our series, The Faith Crisis, Pulling Down Strongholds. One thing you must understand is warfare. All moves of God tend to be surrounded by conflict. Stop being driven by the enemy. Let your life become an altar and not a throne. That is where you find purpose, prosperity, peace, and the promises of God. Our Father, God, will never override your will. If he did, he would cease being God. You can allow his loving kindness to draw you. Fight fire with water. A lot of strongholds are not coming down because you are punching people in the spirit. People are not your fight. Take up your cross. Your cross is staying in perfect union with the Holy Spirit, no matter what is going on around you.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.